This is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a canary competition gets serious. The lowdown on a songbird showdown coming up.
But first, federal prosecutors and the FBI are re-examining dozens of unsolved murder cases from the civil rights era. In the last few years, they've gotten convictions in a pair of significant cold cases dating back 40 years or more.
Just last week, a Mississippi jury convicted James Ford Seal, a reputed Klansman, of kidnapping and killing two young African Americans, Henry D. and Charles Eddie Moore, back in 1964.
They had duct tape over their mouths. They had baling wire around their ankles. One was tied to a Jeep block, taken out into the Mississippi River, dumped overside, still alive. Then they went back to get the other one, tied iron railings to his body, and dumped over the side.
That's retired FBI agent Jim Ingram. Back in the mid-1960s, he was a young FBI investigator who tried to solve that terrible double murder. 4 decades later, he returned to that cold case and eventually helped convict James Ford Seal. I asked Ingram how he got started working in the South.
I came to Mississippi along with many, many other FBI agents. And at that time, Mississippi was under siege by the Klan and other groups that were really fomenting violence across the state. Not only did the FBI open an FBI office here in 1964, but they had to take command to show the sheriffs and other law enforcement officials everyone was going to be accountable for their actions.
But wasn't that difficult? I mean, the influence of the Ku Klux Klan, I gather, extended fairly broadly into society then. Was it hard to investigate for that reason?
It was very difficult. We had to get cooperation of the governor, the state police, as well as local law enforcement, and that required a sense that they had to trust us. And, of course, many people felt that the FBI was in bed with local law enforcement, and that was not true. We had to work independently in some respects, but many of our Klan informants came from other areas, including law enforcement, officers who were not only sympathizers but had joined the Klan, so we were able to turn those to our advantage.
Mm. But it took a long time. I mean, you had to eventually give up on that case. It went cold.
Well, actually, the district attorney in Natchez, Mississippi, he refused to move forward, and we never gave up.
Tell me what it was like to go back after so many years and reinvestigate this case. What did you face? I mean, it seems to me that one of the things you would have faced were a lot of people would be dead.
Well, I ended up being one of the youngest. I'm 75 years of age. 2 years ago, the FBI approached me, since I had worked here during the 60s, would I assist them in the Mississippi burning case on Edgar Ray Killen? So I did assist the state in interviews, and the FBI again asked if I would come forward and continue working on the Moore D's case, and I agreed. And I must say, we traveled all over the country ferreting out good witnesses to bring this matter to trial.
And tell me what you found in terms of attitudes in the South. What was it like? Were people more willing to talk about what happened?
As we traveled around the state contacting witnesses, it was amazing that some of the hostility was still there, but most of the people that I knew then were very appreciative, so to speak, that we came back to talk with them again. Some of them said, no, I will not get involved. We kept going back to them. We needed their help. And it's like everything else, you treat people the way they want to be treated, and they will come forward. And that's what we did.
Are there other cases you're still working on now?
I personally am not. I have been told by the FBI they would like to review some other matters.
But if you were asked, you would continue to do this work?
As long as I am still of sound mind, I'm going to help them.
Well, I want to thank you for talking to us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
That's retired FBI agent Jim Ingram talking about his work solving cases from more than 40 years ago. Jim Ingram joined us from Jackson, Mississippi.